Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm getting an update from Labrador Gold, and we're talking about an April 22nd news release announcing the sale of the Kingsway Project to New Found Gold. I'm chatting with Roger Moss, President and CEO of Labrador Gold. Labrador Gold is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LAB, on the OTCQX under the symbol NKOSF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol 2N6. Now, Roger, let's get into the sale of this Kingsway project. New Found Gold has agreed to buy this project for $20 million. Payable in shares, that share price being determined on the date when this transaction is finalized. Now, we've talked a lot about the Kingsway project, all the work that has gone into it from Labrador Gold over the last couple of years. But Roger, I guess let's just start off by recapping a bit of an overview here on the terms of the deal, please.
Sure, Corey, and thanks for having us back on. I think it's an opportunity for me to share our perspective on the deal and also to see what else that we have going on other than the Kingsway projects. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a simple deal. We're selling the Kingsway project for $20 million in New Found Gold shares, and that's it. Some of the comments I've had from shareholders seem to imply that we were selling the company. That's certainly not the case. It is only the Kingsway project. So we keep our cash in the bank. We keep our other three projects, of which we can talk about those a bit later. And the shares of New Found Gold will be held by Labrador Gold. So that's the essence of the deal. As you mentioned, the shares will be priced the day before closing, which is expected to be in early July.
So Roger, it also notes here that the shares do have a 4-month and 1-day restriction from the closing of the transaction. Any other restrictions around these shares once they are free trading and in the Labrador Gold's portfolio?
No other restrictions at all.
You also mentioned that the company does still have cash in the bank too. Can you just outline how much cash the company has even before this deal?
Yeah, right now we're looking at about $6.5 million in cash.
All right, let's then talk about, Roger, why did the company sell? This has been a focus for the company in terms of exploration. Why did you go about selling the Kingsway project?
Well, I think for your listeners to understand that it's really important to look at what the board was considering way back in November of last year. At a board meeting there, we were reviewing our drilling at Kingsway, the work that we'd done at Kingsway, and really the board asked me, okay, Roger, we've got $7 million left. We're burning through about $1 million a month in drilling costs. So that's going to last us 7 months. In those 7 months, are we likely to find anything different than what we've found in the last almost 3 years of drilling? And I think anybody would say that that's going to be unlikely that we would find something like a New Found Gold type high grade long intersection when we haven't seen that so far in over 90,000 meters of drilling. So it was a difficult decision, but what we decided was that we're going to stop the drilling at Kingsway and wait for all of the results for that drilling to come in and then decide how we were going to proceed at Kingsway further. Now, obviously, one of the things that we were concerned about was preserving capital, because as you and I'm sure your listeners realized back in November, the markets were very difficult to raise money. It seems like it's somewhat easier now, but it's still not easy. There's still difficult markets for raising capital. So we wanted to preserve that capital and not run out of money in 7 months, which is almost where we are right now. So we could, if we carried on, we would have drilled more, but we would have been running out of money around this time. And that would, of course, mean that we would needed to raise more money. That would be a significant dilution, because I've said many times, and we understand that in order to properly evaluate these systems, they require a large amount of drilling. And that obviously requires large or deep pockets in order to fund that drilling. I'm very proud of what we did at Kingsway. We drilled there for almost 3 years. We said we did exactly what we said we were going to do. We generated really good targets and we drilled them. And I think we generated 9, we found gold at 7. So a pretty good hit rate. But as I said, we weren't finding those long intercepts of high grade gold that Newfound were seeing at Queensway. And I think that's really what our shareholders were hoping for as we were drilling. So we didn't think that we were going to be able to find that if we just carried on drilling and spending the remaining $7 million. So that's why we stopped the drilling. And then just after PDAC in March, we had an unsolicited offer from Newfound Gold. And we believe that the offer as presented in the news release yesterday is reasonable. And it gives Lab Gold some optionality going forward, assuming that the transaction goes forward, is approved by the shareholders. We can hold those shares and participate in any success that Newfound Gold has going forward, both at Queensway and when they start exploring at Kingsway. And we also have the option to monetize some or all of those shares to fund further exploration at our other projects and or to acquire another advanced project. So that was kind of the rationale. The timing of the Newfound Gold offer was the timing was right, because it's something that we had been thinking about, not necessarily selling to Newfound Gold, but just what are we doing with Kingsway moving forward. So it came at the right time.
So then, Roger, the obvious next question is, what are the next steps for the company? What do you do to move the company, Labrador Gold, forward here?
You know, one of the things, I mean, obviously, we've got to prepare for the meeting of the shareholders. We're preparing the information circular right now. And as I mentioned, that is expected to take place probably in July. But one of the things that I think has really been under the radar for most of the time when we've been working at Kingsway is our Hopedale project. And Hopedale is a project that we've been working on since 2017. We've done a lot of work. It's a really good project. We can get into that in detail and a little bit more shortly. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is, even when we, back in November, when we decided to stop or slow down drilling, we started looking at other potential opportunities, because knowing that companies are having difficulty raising money, and we had then $7 million, we have now 6.5, there could be some potential acquisitions out there that we could do. And that's an ongoing thing that we're doing.
All right, Roger, let's move on and talk about Hopedale then. What can you tell us about Hopedale? Give us a bit of a background on Hopedale, please.
Yeah, I mean, Hopedale, like I said, we acquired it in 2017 through an option agreement with prospector Sean Ryan, who many of your listeners will know from the Yukon. He had a lot of success up there, and he's also been active here in Newfoundland. And in fact, the Kingsway project was also optioned from Sean. But Hopedale, I've always liked Hopedale. And the reason I like it is that we have the biggest part of an entire greenstone belt, 43 kilometers strike length of this greenstone belt up in Labrador, the Florence Lake greenstone belt. And as you know, greenstone belts all over the world are prolific hosts of gold, copper, nickel, zinc. And this particular greenstone belt in Labrador is totally underexplored compared to these other belts that are more well known elsewhere in the world. So there's huge potential at Hopedale. And we've kind of been bringing it along in the background while we're working at Kingsway. And so up to date, we've got good gold mineralization over about a 3 kilometer strike length. And that's outlined by both rock and soil samples, 4 major gold occurrences that are within that 3 kilometer long strike length. And then more recently, we've been looking at the nickel potential of the greenstone belt. And that nickel potential is in ultramafic rocks, which is a common host to nickel copper mineralization. And over the last 2 years, we've found 2 areas, which we call Rusty Ridge and Last Resort. And those together, although they're not contiguous, add up to over 2 kilometer strike length of anomalous nickel. So it's a really good project that we can generate more value from. But because it's been in the background, it hasn't really received the attention that it probably deserves because of our work at Kingsway.
So, Roger, do you have any exploration plans at Hopedale this year in the near term at all that investors should be aware of?
Yeah, absolutely. We're planning the program right now. It's going to be focused initially at the Rusty Ridge and Last Resort showings, the nickel showings, and that's going to be looking at doing some electromagnetic groundwork that will hopefully generate targets that we will be able to drill at some point, potentially later this year.
So in terms of the district opportunity here, this Florence Lake Greenstone Belt, you gave us a bit of an overview there, but are there any other assets in the area? Anything else that you can tell us about this district?
Not in the district itself. I mean, those are the 2 real anomalous areas. There is a sort of anomalous zinc trend in sort of the central part of the belt, and there's potential there for copper. We have had some really good copper grades, up to about 10% copper in grab samples. But again, we haven't really given it the attention that it deserves. And this is one of the things that we will be working on going forward.
All right, Roger, let's give a final comment to shareholders here, because I think we all saw the drop in share price yesterday. The market cap of the company now is down at, I believe, around 20 million in around there. What can you tell investors about the story here of Labrador Gold moving forward now that the Kingsway project, as long as it goes through shareholder vote, is going over to Newfound Gold?
Yeah, I mean, you're right, Corey. That sell-off that occurred yesterday took us down to, I think we're trading at a discount now to the cash and the value of the transaction. And I do understand the disappointment of our shareholders. I totally get it, but I do also believe that continuing with Kingsway like we were, it would have just led to more disappointment in the future as we potentially struggled to finance the large drilling programs that are necessary to really uncover the potential of the Kingsway project. So in some ways, I guess we're cutting our losses. And, you know, I think those are the hard decisions that boards have to do. And it's something that we have done. We believe Newfound Gold, they have the technical and the financial ability to take on Kingsway. And they've certainly demonstrated that with their Queensway project down to the south. And obviously will be a significant shareholder if the deal goes through. And we will be following the results closely. And then again, at Hopedale, I believe we can create value with our exploration at Hopedale. It's something that we have been working on and we understand it pretty well. And there's also the potential for future acquisitions if those opportunities present themselves. So I think all is not lost. And one final comment is I'd encourage your listeners to check out the Hopedale page on our website. I just gave a very brief overview of the potential, but if you look on our website, your listeners will be able to see what the potential is there. And just looking at this greenstone belt that is underexplored compared to greenstone belts elsewhere in the world, which are, as I said, prolific hosts of gold mineralization nickel, massive sulfide deposits. It's I think it's got really good potential.
All right, Roger, I will link to that Hopedale page on the Lab Gold website. And please, everyone, send me any follow-up questions you have for Roger. I'll get him back on the show to address those questions and also follow up as exploration happens at the Hopedale project. And also, again, to address any of your questions. Roger, thank you very much for taking time to address some of the questions and outline the deal.
Thanks very much, Corey. It's good to be on here again.